Saturday AM Live with Vance Roger.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Yeah, before you jump into this right quick, I want you, as you and I chatted last night while you were chewing and eating in my ear, as only a BFF can do, or a sibling, which I called you during dinner, so you're off the hook on that one. Larry, why? Answer the question, why have you and Pat, for 4 decades now, I think, why have you chosen things like Meekin and preventative wellness? Why?
I think it's a mindset, and it's obviously two older people in the family. I was the oldest boy of three, and she was the second oldest of 15. We just always kind of went to try to find a solution on our own rather than running to a doctor. And the thing that really triggered me the most was, quite honestly, was my father got cancer. And, you know, everybody else, you know, you hear about cancer, but it doesn't impact you until it's somebody close to you. And he was only 55 when he got it the first time. And he was able, through surgery and medication, to live another 10 years, but it wasn't a very good quality life, so he died at 65. And at that point, Pat and I had been married about almost 8 years. And we said, you know, we've got to find a natural solution to longevity. And Pat had always jokingly said, I want to live to be 103. And I thought, man, that's way up there. So, but
why a century plus three? What was the
I have
reason?
No idea, but I she said that dozens of times, so I, you know, I've got it in my mind. And I'm going to try it one more time here.
Okay, you don't need to. This is working, Larry. Let's just go with it.
Okay, is this okay? Okay,
yeah,
great. Let's just do it. Yeah, let's do it. Pat will shout because you're deaf, but yeah.
103.
In the process of raising 4 boys, and we now have 5 grandchildren, we were always looking for something different. I shouldn't say always. I think maybe 5 years after we got married, we grew gardens. We did instead of buying processed foods, I spent 10 years in the Air Force, and boy, you get some nasty food and some of that stuff. But it was a wake-up call for us early in our life, and I think it's paid off. You know, we're both 80, we're still both doing a lot of stuff, planning another big trip next spring, and we were always looking for a non-medical approach. And we started out looking for good nutrition, and even though we were eating pretty well, we went to supplements. And we started out with the Big A, and then we went to Rexall, and then we went to Melaleuca, and then we went to Meekin. And along the line, and that all happened over a period of 45 years, and so we've been associated with Meekin for 27 years. And I didn't get really turned on about it, except about the energy products, until about 9 years ago when I had a catastrophe playing too hard, paragliding, and it broke my back and both my ankles. And so I started, you know, I was looking at my past history, and it just seemed like that. More and more, I was trying to stay away from doctors, and I've always really, you know, relied on not only prayer, but also not doing toxic things. I tried smoking for 6 months when I was in college. I said, that's no good. I tried drinking for about a year. I said, that's no good. I said, I don't touch that stuff, and I haven't my entire life.
Larry, I have to, I want to, your life to me, and this quote just popped into my head. It's something our former pastor brainwashed me into believing, and it's so, so true for both you and Pat. And I get the privilege, folks, of they're only a few miles from me, so I can pop in anytime I want, and Larry pops in. We call each other and don't just show up. I mean, that's rude. But you guys, to me, and I hope that you're not going to get emotional when I say this, the epitome of your life, your lifestyle, striving for balance. None of us are perfect, but Larry and Pat Hafner, to me, are known by what they're for, not what you're against. And what I mean by that is simply, you just stated you guys' reasons for exploring nutrition, for exploring balance. I've seen the little walking trails that you put on your property so you can, you know, Pat can walk around and have our little prayer stations and, you know, the little things to do what we need to do to achieve balance in the five pillars of health. And Karen Willens and I were talking about this early this morning that, you know, a healthy mind, it's a mindset. And you and I have sparred about this many times in a good way, that we have to change our mindset. And you guys made a decision, as you just stated. You know, I tried smoking, that didn't work. I tried drinking, that didn't work. You don't even drink coffee, and you shared that story with me. I wanna switch gears here if we can, because I don't want to turn this into a commercial for a simple Tuesday night Neekin presentation, but we have an opportunity now to help others. And I just quoted, and I'll quote it again, and I want to scroll down here and get the right. Oh shoot, I just went to the wrong page here. Ben Woodward and Mike DiMuccio put in their Core Consultants newsletter simply this: in my eyes, leadership is simply a matter of loving someone into a better place. Larry, you and Pat both, many, many times. I was at your 80th birthday party briefly, although because I got called out to. Anyways, go be like you used to do and, you know, be a fire jumper. But we have them up here in our area. We both get to enjoy living in the scenic area. But loving someone into a better place, to go back to that quote, what have you found for sharing, Neekin, with other people? Because, again, you've enjoyed this, and you can talk about what you experienced with your surgery, and that's kind of the theme of what we're supposed to be talking about. You experienced another surgery recently. One was to fix something from the past, and one was, you know, life happens. So we can't say, I'm going to avoid drugs and surgery at all costs, and those are, you know, that's the Antichrist or that Satan itself manifested in two bad things. Drugs are bad. But you didn't, after your surgery a few days ago, you didn't run out and fill the prescription. Why not? Let's start there.
Yeah, that's a good place to start is, you know, the five pillars of health, as we all know it, is mind, body, family, society, and finances. And, unfortunately, you know, finances has always been a big challenge to me, so I'm still working on that one pretty hard. But the mind, body, family, and society is the thing that Pat and I have spent a lot of time with, and you know, it's not that I'm anti medical profession, because believe me, I've had 11 surgeries in my life. I counted them up the other day, and I said, "Holy cow, man." I hate those things, but you know, sometimes there's no alternative. But believe me, I look for all the alternatives before I ever go to surgery. And my wife, I think, has had three surgeries. So I learned quite a bit 9 years ago when I came out of a broken back and two ankles all at the same time, that they were putting me on opioids and narcotics for pain, and I needed it. I mean, there was no doubt I needed it. I had a lot of pain, but my gastrointestinal system just stopped, and anybody will tell you that you can't stop that for too long or you're going to be extremely painful and it will kill you. It took me 7 days before I could pass anything, And it was major relief when it happened, I'll tell you that. But anyway, once they got it going, and I kept asking the doctors and nurses every day, what's the problem? What's the problem? When nobody would tell me until day six. They wouldn't tell me that the problem is the opioids. They knew that, but I didn't. So I made a decision right then and there that I was going to get off of it. They were putting me into a rehab center for two, three weeks after leaving the hospital after 7-8 days. Pat had a bunch of Nican products with her, mostly magnetic. We didn't have the grounding pad at that time. I sure wish we had have had. But I don't even think it was out. I don't think anybody had introduced it. But we used everything we had, and within about 5 or 6 days, I was totally off the opioids. I started weaning myself immediately, and I was able to handle it. Of course, it's 2 weeks down road, you know. But anyway, as a result of that, I started looking for all the options that I could with the acronym AGNUS, clean air, grounding, nutrition. We've been on that for 50 years, so that wasn't anything new. But
energy, water, and sleep.
Yeah,
right?
I got it.
Energy, water, and sleep.
And the energy thing is pretty much FAR. We're not supposed to say that, are we? But anyway, the sun energy, plant energy, and earth energy. And then the water and the sleep. And so I had quite a few things with me, and I started realizing that there's more to this than I realize. And
so, Larry, when you take another sip of water, let me segue to where I think, because you and I think the same way on too many things. This last surgery that you experienced, and again, I'm looking at the selfie that I snapped of the two of us, 24, maybe 30 hours after the surgery, and it was, they call surgeries minor or major or whatever, and I've had my fair share. I'm not going to give you my count of how much time I've spent in the hospitals, because it's, you know, I'm a boy, I'm a guy, and I do foolish things every once in a while. My wife makes fun of myself all the time, makes fun of me, and so do my daughters. But my point is, just like I have, and going through a procedure, it's our choice whether to run out and fill a prescription, knowing, because all we have to do is Google and read about the side effects, whereas with Nican solutions, it seems like, to me, about 100% of the time, and I learned this from Ruth Williams, the only side effects to using natural earth technologies is wellness. That's the only side effect. Because as you mentioned grounding, I don't want to go outside in the rain now that it's finally raining in the Pacific Northwest after 80 plus days of no rain. One measurable amount. I don't want to go outside and stand when it's 55 degrees with my feet on the bare soil. I don't have to. Because Nican allows us to bring in, I sleep with the Kinko ground at the foot of my bed. And then every morning, that's my favorite happy place, my happy time, is to put my bare naked feet directly, 90,000 nerve endings in each foot, to put it directly on that Kinko ground. And I know you and Pat do this, and now you've got Pat sleeping. Sure, Larry, I know this is about your post-surgery, but do you mind sharing what Pat's experienced with the Kinko ground now that she's decided to take another? Well, I mean, you're the good-looking husband of how many years now? A long time. But now she's discovered this new boyfriend that she's got named Kinko, last name Ground, into bed with her, right?
That's for sure. Yeah.
what's going on there? I mean, I know you can't.
Well,
make it
you
plain.
Know, it's a struggle. I can't say it's 100%, but she admits that. After, I think it's been 2.5 weeks now, that it's definitely getting better. And so don't expect instant anything with a natural approach. It, anybody can tell you this, but it's hard to convince ourselves sometimes that it takes a month. I mean, if you're going to start a nutritional product of the type that Nikan has, double it up the first month and take it for 30 days before you go back to the standard dosage. Anybody will tell you that. That's not a Nikan thing. I've been hearing that for all the years we've been doing alternative nutritional products, that you do that. And so it shouldn't be any different with a grounding pad. And because if you haven't grounded for a long time, it's going to take a while to get that inflammation out of your body. So, she's having pretty good success with it.
Go ahead with the neighbors.
And some friends of ours, just another one about the grounding, we went to visit them for the first time in 3 years because of, they don't live that far away, but they were having all kinds of problems, and we had to go when they were ready to see us. We would have liked to have gone much sooner, but they didn't want us to. And we went over there, and they have a sleep system from Nikan, and we have gotten them the insoles, and they don't wear them all the time. They sleep on the ground on the sleep system. Because it's not as easy to throw out of the bed, you know. But anyway, we took the grounding pad because she had tremendous pain in her foot as a result of foot surgery that she had almost 4 months ago, and she just wasn't able to walk well, and her feet looked in really good health just to look at them, but she had a lot of pain, and she is in her early 70s. And after we had a very enjoyable lunch, we're sitting in the living room, and I go out to the car and bring the grounding pad in, and I says, Eva, I said, why don't you try this thing while we're sitting here visiting? And I told her, just wrap it around your foot. And I told him what it was and plugged it in. And about 45 minutes to an hour later, she gets up. And I'm just kind of curious to see what she says, because I didn't expect anything that quick. And she gets up, and she stands there about 30 seconds. She looks at me, and she says, I don't have any pain. And that's kind of emotional, because I didn't expect that. And I said, well, that's great. And so I didn't say anything more about it. I didn't give her a sales pitch or anything, you know. So she said, you know, I had one of those things. I gave it away to my neighbor or something. I remembered 3 years ago she had bought one. She says, well, let's go out and take a look at the garden. So they have a really nice garden, and they're always very proud of that. So we walked out around there, and during the process, we were out there probably 30, 40 minutes, and about every 10 minutes, she says, my foot doesn't hurt. And I said, that's great. You know, I mean, what else are you going to say? And so anyway, as we're walking back in, she says, we need to get one of those things, Ken. And that's her husband. So they ordered and paid for it right there, and I had it shipped to them as soon as I got home. But anyway, it's those kind of fun things that happen. You know, everybody has issues, and especially as you get older, most of your friends are either dead or they got issues. And so
there is a group, Larry, that I often do this call. Oh, not this time of day because it's early in the morning. But as I jokingly tell people, my second office is at, you know, our Corbett, Oregon post office, but my third office is a place that's got a beautiful sunset, absolutely gorgeous. It's halfway between you and I, and the best cell phone tower, the Verizon Tower, is right there, but it's the Mountain View Cemetery. And the people there, they don't have any issues. They're very quiet. If you're not laughing, folks, I'm not making fun of people who have expired, who have passed on, but it's very tranquil up there. And as Larry knows, it's a beautiful view. That's why they call it Mountain View Cemetery. Mount Hood can be seen, and then the sunsets are amazing. But we all have issues. And I want to go back, Larry, if we can wrap this up. We really, and I see this, and I'm looking right now, I clicked because then they're all over the page. You know, when it comes to what we're dealing with right now in the world, not just in the United States or in North America, but in the world, we seem to be all over the page when it comes to the top issues facing the world. But affordable wellness, if I could call it that, it, on the websites, all over Google, it just says affordable healthcare. But drugs and surgery, that's not healthcare. That's fixing the problem after it's broken. It's far easier. As Ben Franklin said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Looking at the future, Larry, we should be known by what we're for. And Nikin is known by what we're for, not what we're against. We're not against drugs and surgery. Those things have to happen sometimes. You said Pat has had three. You've had way more than that. How do we, in your opinion, and again, you and I can be very cynical sometimes because we've had these conversations. And I think of our oldest daughter, who always says to me on a regular basis, she says, "Daddy, I just don't understand." And then she'll, you know, present her cause or her thing that she's really, you know, heartbroken about because people make poor choices. And the fentanyl crisis in our country alone, I just heard the report this morning that six border agents, because they were exposed to people bringing fentanyl across the border. And I know that's a whole, that, man, that's a hot topic. I should have never even mentioned that because I'm not against anything. But I, when it comes to drugs and unnecessary surgery, absolutely. But I'm for, very much for, and I know that's a mindset of our, you know, our Nikin family, our Nikin community. Larry, where do you, as you just shared this story, and I love that. I loved it when you shared it with me a few days ago about going and visiting these friends, because you got emotional just a few seconds ago because you weren't expecting that. And yet we know it's so simple. Connect people to what the creator of the universe has put in the universe, what's out there, but they just don't know. How would you encourage us, besides this great Tuesday night Zoom that we can all turn into every Tuesday night, 5:30 p.m. West Coast, 8:30. This next upcoming one is going to be phenomenal. They're all phenomenal. I absolutely love them. It's like now I know what I'm going to be doing every Tuesday night at 5:30 on the West Coast. It's easier for you East Coast people and Central Mountains because it's a little later. But how do you foresee kind of upping the game at 80 years young, developing more of a passion to invite other people to continue joining and finding the better way, as Brody Craney describes it?
Well, you know, I'm struggling with that, Vance, as you know. So you're really taking a chance asking me that question. you know, the thing that you got to do is you got to learn how to run your telephone. You got to, you know, and your computer or whatever it is with Zoom and with the system, so that you can introduce that and pass it on and transfer it on from your phone to theirs, because almost everybody has a cell phone these days. Is help them. You obviously, the first thing you do is you inform them what time it is and if you know the subject, what the subject is. But I think the important thing is to do it a couple to two, probably 2 to 3 days before the Tuesday night, so that they have time to either download the Zoom if they don't have it or whatever, and then make a follow-up call on the night before or the day before. Because just telling them 2 or 3 nights ahead, and especially if they have to do an action in order to, and you're going to determine that when you talk to them the first time, or during the invitation part of it, whatever that, it may not be the first time, maybe an old friend, But what I'm trying to tell you is that make two calls prior to the Tuesday night. Space them so they're not right on top of each other, but get them tuned in to how to listen to that. And then follow up with a third call about a day after to see if they did it, and be prepared that they didn't, and then text them the recorded session, or however you do that. Transfer that link to the recorded session. That's what you need to do.
And I know, Larry, and I think you bring up a really simple, the ABCs of, as you said, using our phones. Because you and I were discussing this the other day, and you said, Vance, it's a numbers game. Anything in life is a numbers game. You're not going to get people that walk into Home Depot or your big box store or your small ma and pa store. They're not going to buy everything the second they walk. Wouldn't that be great if people like were Elaine Connolly and they ordered the whole Nikon catalog sight unseen before they just knew that this is what they had to do? Those are great. But I think you know this gal, Larry, so I won't mention her name, but one of our community members who volunteers up at our food recovery program, when I called her the other day, I said, what interested you when my dad mentioned this company called Nikon? What was it that piqued your interest? And she said, well, his stories were great. And when your mom showed me the insoles, that was great. She said, but Vance, what did it for me was I remembered back when I was delivering mail as a rural route carrier out here, she said, years ago. And I remember I delivered a package to you, and you explained to me what was in the box without even opening the box, that it was these technologies from Japan. She said, when your dad mentioned the name Nikon, it clicked. How many years have gone by? I said, Mary, that was a long time ago. I don't know how many years. And she said, so now is the time. I can't continue down the road I am on, she said, because I'm hurting. I'm suffering. And what I've been doing isn't working. But my follow-up to her, and I asked her that question, I said, okay, what would be the best way for me to follow up with you? I just point blank asked her. But I also asked her, when I called her, and Karen and I were discussing this the other day, when I called her, I said, hey, how was your day? And she told me, and then 45 seconds into her explaining it to her, she took a breath and she paused. And I said, Mary, the reason I'm calling via our text, you know why I'm calling, but can we get to that for the sake of your time? Because I don't want to take up a bunch of your time this evening. And she said, no, that'd be great. And I went right into just talking a little bit more about Nikon. But I wanted to find out what her interest level was for first. And I think with this Tuesday night call, we can really do that. We can use it for that, and we can help ourselves. And I'm looking forward to down the road. I was thinking about it this morning and thinking, this would be really fun to start gathering groups of people. We don't have to, but we can use that, especially for folks that are on the, Central Time Zone and East Coast time. You could use it as a gathering. It's a 15-minute live professional, right in the middle of the gathering. Larry, you and I could do this in your home or in our home or in my parents' home, anywhere, or in somebody else's home, providing they've got, a laptop or a phone. It would be kind of fun, at least I think.
Yeah, I think person to person is always better if you can, but the world being what it is, a lot of times it's not possible. But
right.
I'd like to end with one little statement that I know everybody can remember this one. Hey, you ever heard the term grin and bear it? My answer to that is grin and look for answers.
That's what King David, excuse me, I've run out of my waterfall water. I need to go get my hydrogen and get it going. But that's the epitome of, and this passage, King David said it best in Psalms 5 verses 3, at sunrise, God, you hear me. You know, you're grinning and bearing it. But the second part of that is at sunrise, I plead my case to you, and I watch, I look, and I, you know, expectantly. I love that. Grin and bear it. You know, grin and look for something.
Look for answers.
Look for answers. Do something. Yeah. Don't meander in the maze of mediocrity. Larry, thank you so much. And I apologize to folks for us getting started late with the technical difficulties. This conversation and so many more are posted at SaturdayAMLive.com. That's not Saturday Night Live, okay? SaturdayAMLive.com. And if you're new to this, please reach out to me however you can, you know, some way. Get on my email list. There is some technical stuff going on in the world. It's just what it is. But love to keep you in the loop and informed. Just as a segue, who's on tap, who's coming up? I haven't confirmed them. I'm waiting for them to respond. But we got to hear from Debbie Jones this last Tuesday night, when Sherry Danzig asked her to share about her two grandsons with their issues. And I'm really, really excited because I met a gal yesterday who had, her and her husband have 6 children, all within a decade, okay, all stair-stepped, and 5 of the 6 are on, and I'm just stating what she said, 5 of the 6 are on the autism spectrum. Oof is right. And I met the youngest, who is 22 years young, and I watched her play in the backyard, and I thought, oh my goodness. And Larry, your consultants, Will and, oh my gosh, her name just left me.
Susan.
Will, I wanted to say Sharon, but I knew that wasn't right. With the home that they have for adult men with autism, that's the politically correct way of saying it. I researched it. I immediately thought of that. So I'm really excited for Debbie Jones and her daughter. That's what we're trying to set up, a conversation with her daughter. I would love for the two grandsons to be able to share, but I don't know if we can arrange for that or not. But that's what I'm striving on. Hopefully we can make that happen next week. If not, it'll happen soon enough. And then I've also got, you know.
Could I add one more thing?
Yes, absolutely, Larry. We're still recording.
Yeah, because we got started so late, I didn't get as much covered as I wanted to, but I hope it helps some of you folks that are on the line. And I just wanted to add one more thing, that my experience with the latest surgery, I didn't even get to talk about it much. I'm not going to try to fill that in right now, but I can tell you that the medical profession, at least my experience has been, from the doctors to the nurses, are much more receptive to you bringing in alternative approaches. And it's really, really gratifying to see that, much more than they were when it happened to me 9 years ago with the surgery. I had some specific things I was going to share with you, but all I can say is that 2 of the nurses told me when I rejected a thing they were going to put in me prior to the operation, they'd already had my IV in for the anesthesiologist, and they brought this bag of stuff in. It looked like saline solution, but I thought, why are they doing that now, man? They haven't even touched me with the blade yet. And I asked the nurse, I said, what's in that thing? And she said, well, it's mostly saline solution, but there's stuff that might make you kind of jittery. And I said, nobody told me about that. I said, I don't want that stuff. And she says, you're in charge, and she just took it away. And I thought, wow, that wouldn't have happened 9 years ago. And so I'm just encouraging you that if you've got a surgery coming up, or you're seeing your doctor about non-surgery items, whatever, and you have an alternative method that you think is working, or you would like to mention to them, they may not jump on and say, man, that sounds like a great idea, but they'll let you do it. And that's the important thing.
Yeah, and that's that. You're right, Larry. That's something that has changed in the last few years because the customer is always right. Even if the customer is wrong, the customer is still right, and we get to choose the path. And that's what, again, that's what NECN's all about. So, Larry Haffner has been our guest today, and hopefully this has been beneficial. Like Larry said, hopefully we've shared something or another. Our constant digression of many topics has been helpful to you. But Larry, thank you again. We could have done this in person, you know, had this conversation because we are so close, and that's one of the benefits of having a BFF.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you for those who contributed. And I look forward to hearing from everybody next Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you real soon. Ciao for now.
To learn more about NECN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information. Mm-hmm.